Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh yes, yes, it is totally time to open, totally, totally. You are listening to Waking Up in America, so good morning. I mean, good morning, American State Nationals. Good morning, State Nationals. We meet together in what is a radio green room before the show, and we start talking, and I'm all plugged into the late night host and Roseanne Barr and volcanoes and White House reports and all kinds of stuff like that. But it wasn't until Paul slipped in and joined us, and they mentioned how people in Hawaii were having quite a run of it with the volcanic blasts and all the things that are being said. But here's the truth. What I was thinking was that the world was really heating up. And then I thought, oh, that's kind of funny when you think about Hawaii. Not funny for what's going on with the people, but when you step back and just notice what's happening in the rhythms of the planet, so to speak. And there are now, as of this week, my understanding is 30,000 indictments are to be released this week. My concern as a Californian is, and you can report from other states, our dear announcer was talking about it too, there seems to be an absolute blackout on any good news about anything that comes from Trump on the media. The entire state here is being geared up to resist Trump, and that's what every one of the candidates say in some form or another. You do not hear one good thing. So I decided you should hear more than one good thing, because this is accurate. White House report, not covered on the media. On Friday, the Trump administration released their annual report to Congress on the White House office personnel. Okay? It includes the name, status, salary, and posting title of all 377 White House employees. The report also said that Trump decided not to take a dime of his salary, instead donated it to a special cause. The report also showed that the president is far better at saving money than Obama was. The total annual White House salaries under Trump are $35.8 million, versus $40.9 under Obama, which is a savings of $5.1 million. Here are some other key findings. There are 110 fewer employees on White House staff under Trump than under Obama at this point in their respective presidencies. 19 fewer staffers are dedicated to the First Lady of the United States. That's 19. I'm not sure what those 19 were doing for Michelle. God bless her. Currently, there are 5 staffers dedicated to Melania Trump versus 24 staffers who served Michelle. What they say that Trump did this with his salary was admirable. Instead of taking his salary of $400,000, would anybody like to guess what he did with it? Randy or Paul or Beth?
I want to say I read that he was giving it to something to do with the veterans. Am I correct?
Yeah, it gets even more touching. He's actually giving it to take care of the veteran cemeteries.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a man who is attacked regularly, like minute by minute every day. If they follow somebody around for a day, and now they've made up stories, you guys, that something was happening to Melania. What was happening to Melania is that she was getting an operation at the hospital and she's been recovering. So they were making that a big deal. And the thing is, the press is actually out promising that a Democratic wave is going to sweep the nation. So thanks to Ron Hayes, who's just been brilliant as a research director over the years, they may get something in the primary, but I don't know how they're going to get something in the election when, actually, you guys, President Trump will have released, been part of the release of the global currency reset. So we were talking about how we've heard that that levels 1 and 2 are liquid, and we were talking about other SKRs and things like that. If you don't know the language, look it up, because I'm not going to spend all the time on that. I'm just letting you know that there is movement. I don't know when it's coming out. You guys have any comments? Bev or Paul or good old Randy over there? I think you're breathing.
Well,
are you on an exercise machine again? She was so inspired by Patricia Bragg being on air and Deborah Puppy. Randy let me know that she was talking to me one day and she'd been on the exercise machine and I didn't tell. I couldn't tell. Patricia Bragg, it's all your fault. Thank you.
I loved it. It's great.
Hi.
No, go ahead, Beverly. What were you going to say?
I was just going to comment about, the general absence of in any praise, just on a spiritual level, looking for the good and praising it is what we're all really supposed to be doing. And it actually kind of tickles me that everything is happening anyhow. All of the good things are happening anyhow, but it's just not being reported. In my spiritual circles, it is being reported. And a lot of the channels that I listen to talk about the fact that they actually had created the situation so Trump could make it in to make the massive changes. And so I'm looking at the changes with glee, because I know that there is something underneath all of it that is even higher and greater, and it will all come out. And as I hear the insanity that's going on, I'm just saying I'm so glad that I'm here at this point in time in life, because it's so interesting. I just have to say interesting. I think maybe a lot of our ancestors didn't have this kind of challenge because they were in survival. Now we're going into a whole new phase of thriving in ways we had never heard of before. And so that's how I hold it, because I know that we could be pretty much buried emotionally if we listen to all of the junk that's going on. So that's just my comment.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
to you, Val.
Paul, I was thinking about when you were talking about Hawaii breaking up and stuff like that. There's actually some evidence through the heart machines that may have been generated. The point being...
Not a chance. There's not enough energy in that machine to even make a cloud release a drop of water.
Do you know what it does? Do you know what a heart machine does?
It's a machine that purportedly... was designed. It's not really a machine. It's a set of mechanisms. It's widespread. It's not in a single location, and it's designed for weather control on either a defensive basis or an offensive basis. It was originally designed to be a weapon.
Yeah, and we were talking about 1939 by the Germans.
That's right. That's right.
Well, according to some forces, Paul, and it certainly is reasonable as not being there. The heart machine generates signals that are exact opposite of natural signals, and they're measured, and you can actually go find them. And a number of things have been attributed to it, and at some point even some groups took credit for it. And it works out of, I believe it's aluminum. Do you know more about that, Randy, the aluminum in the atmosphere? That they've dropped, that's what's supposed to be in the part of what's supposed to be in the chemtrails?
Well, and that's not Randy making it up either. It's people that have tested it all around the world. They're testing the water and the soil. They're taking samples. You can just put a canning jar of water out and it will collect the sample. And then the samples are getting shipped off to a lab. And they're testing what is getting dropped when they see these planes going over, and they've got this trail of cloud that then spreads out, unlike a cloud, a real cloud, They're testing it, and it's very high in aluminum and barium, and some of them have had some seriously nefarious chemicals in them as well. So,
yeah, my friend Dick Shane died from being I don't know, a plane was dumped some overhead, it fell on him, and it took him 10 years to die. But it was totally, he was burned.
We have to stop the conversation for a moment so that the listeners can understand that there's a vast difference between a machine that generates waves and seeding. What Randy's talking about is seeding. And seeding is a term that's used by scientists about chemicals, powders, various elements that are mixed together and then dropped from airplanes or thrown into the oceans.
But what she's talking about,
that's not the same.
But they have signatures that when they measure the earthquakes and they measure different things, the signature is not a natural signature. They all start about a mile down.
Well, of course not.
Qualities to them. Pardon?
Always the presence of a mixture of chemical elements and minerals that is normal to that particular area. And what we're seeing is abnormalcy because there are additional minerals and elements that are appearing that don't belong there. But that's not generated by a machine. They're dropped down from the atmosphere.
Correct.
Okay. Or helicopters, you know, by other means. It's very stealthy kind of stuff.
Yeah, it totally is, but it's like we've been super conspiracy theorists for years, and then our theories started, like, showing up. We had Michael Murphy on before he went off the deep end, and I've been to different talks and stuff like that. The stuff they were dropping were actually killing the trees, and the bark was falling off, and all kinds of stuff. That's just the earth stuff.
Well, let's remember,
the
Vietnam War brought you Agent Orange.
Correct.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
Okay, and that started the ball rolling. Agent Orange is a vicious, vicious, vicious chemical from which people are still suffering, both in Vietnam and in the U.S. But Agent Orange was very dirty stuff, and it was created simply to be a defoliant to kill trees so that the Viet Cong would not have the cover of bush or trees from being bombed or being shot or being located. It was a defoliant, and
we're almost at the time that we have to move into the next segment. Did Monsanto by any chance make Agent Orange? I'm curious, do you know?
No, I don't, actually. I think that Monsanto Chemical, if my mind is still working this morning, I think Monsanto Chemical was the company that developed it.
Well, okay, interesting. See, this is why we have dialogue. The object of waking up in America is not for us to all agree with each other all the time. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we laugh together, and sometimes we do all kinds of stuff. The idea,
in a quick search, it was Dow Chemical and Monsanto, the two largest producers.
Monsanto. I thought Monsanto might have a tag on this.
Yeah, Dow and Monsanto. Yep.
So now, just as a little thing before we get in, because I've got to get Deb in here, and I've got to let everybody know who's been taking care of us, but Monsanto is now trying to take over the marijuana industry. Let me see how many people will die from marijuana pesticides. That ought to be interesting.
And then it'll be twisted marijuana kills. Right.
Pesticides.
Yeah.
Pesticides. Our bodies are loaded with pesticides.
Somebody came in, a friend of mine came in ranting and raving because she said that her mother had told her that President Trump had, he had said something like that people were, what was the word for it? Do you remember that they were animals? They were animals, okay? So what the news edited out was is that all people from Puerto Rico and things like that are all animals, and people coming over the border are just being slurred by this terrible president, and this is the big conversation in California. So I went out to find where this was supposed to have come from. What they did is they edited out M13. That's who he was calling animals, and he was talking about they were doing to people.
He was referring to the MS-13 and their barbarism, their savagery, and their totally inhuman treatment of their victims.
And what do you?
He's referring specifically to MS-13, the killer gangs.
So we've got Stephen Colbert making fun of Trump and Melania every single solitary night that I've seen for a year. And I don't watch it. I can't stand it. I've done it a couple of times. But people like that get to talk on television because people like George Soros and Rupert Murdoch, they own the airwaves. Okay, so I'm out here to tell you to pay attention and to talk to each other and to notice that President Trump, though he hasn't had a politician, I have to say thank you. And before these righteous buggers in Congress go on, or anybody else goes on about an affair he may or may not have had 10 years ago, what you need to know is that the Congress itself has a slush fund to pay off the senator's affairs, and you and we, the American people, our taxes are supposed to be going there, but actually they're not. They're going into the pockets of the Illuminati. So it's all coming
that
out.
That slush fund is a bipartisan slush fund. It is not a partisan slush fund, and it's existed since it predated Reagan.
Did you call that a slut fund?
Did you hear that? A slut fund?
I heard that. Listen, it's early in the morning for puns. That's the best time.
Oh, well, hey. Yes.
Good job, Bev. We've got to bring Bev in now. We got to thank you to Bishop Brad.
You know, I just think it's good. So interesting because...
Yeah, let me do our announcers, and then we're turning it over to you, babe. You can have all the fun. So we want to thank Key Media. We want to thank the Dynamic Radio Dialogues. We want to thank happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. We want to thank brag.com, happily200.com, theconingcompany.com, Sir Jason Winter T, drval.com, The Body Can, and Jason on Hair. So, there are a long lot, and after the best pun, as Paul pointed out, of the early morning hours, we bring to you a longtime friend of Waking Up in America. We hooked up on this case spiritually 20 years ago or somebody did this when I called Beb because Beb was my raw food expert at the time. And she's called herself a number of names over the years, Randy, but one of them is Lady Rejuvenator. And I want you to know when I saw her roller skating in her 70s, I thought, this is a person to pay attention to. I'd already thought so before, but the demonstration of the roller skates. And you and poor, I'm not going to say poor Bob, because it's not poor in that sense, but Bob is her husband, has had to try to keep up with this woman for years. And Beverly, I'm just so proud to know you, and Dr. Carpenter as well. So, welcome to Waking Up in America for probably the 50th time.
Val, thank you so much for asking me to be on. Even though it's this early in California on a Saturday morning, I did get up to speak with you. Thanks a lot. Now, this is it was amazing. I did wake up. So, you know, I'm going to just talk about my husband for a moment. Bob will be 85 in August. And so, actually, in 2014, he had suffered a heart attack and a stroke. Well, I have been Lady Rejuvenator for a long time, and I have been working with natural supplementations for probably four decades in that search, at least, and finding all kinds of things that are workable for me. So, last January, a year and a half ago now, Bob was not doing well. He had blood pressures that were peaking in the 190s. And I had I'd actually been diagnosed with emphysema. And at 76 now, that's just not the lifestyle I wanted to be living. I've moved to the mountains close to the Nevada border in Northern California, so it's quite a high altitude here. And it gets very cold, and when those kinds of things happen, it does exacerbate my breathing capacity. But long story short, I had a conversation with Dr. Carpenter a year and a half ago, and telling him about what was going on, and he laughed. And I said, "Are you laughing at me?" He said, "No, but I will guarantee you that within a year, you're going to have a new story to tell." And I said, "What?" As an MD, naturopathic doctor, he guarantees me this. He said, "Yes, I have thousands of patients that have got a new story." So he said, "Well, okay, I'll try it." So what he did, he put me on something called a human growth hormone precursor. It is a group of amino acids that had been researched and discovered that it literally sent a signal to your pituitary, to your brain, to have the pituitary turn back on and recreate its own human growth hormone. So people have probably heard about this, and there's a lot. It's been going on for over 50 years that they've had an injectable form, synthetic, that you would inject into your belly twice a day. And it would literally give you a better mood, healthier hair and skin, better nails, hair growth, increased joint mobility, enhanced libido, fat loss, greater muscle tone, increased strength, improved memory, and more bone density. Well, you know, that's a lot of, yeah, right. Well, basically what happens in the human growth hormone that's in our body, it gets a natural substance, and it grows, and it gives us all of our extensive growth. And so we're about 20, that's when it's at its peak, and then by the time you're 25, it starts to decline. Well, when you're in your seventh decade, you've probably got 2% left. And that's when the serious aging process is, you know, creeping over a lot of us. We talk about creeping, you know, that creepy skin, you know, all of those things.
Yeah, I got them all.
Eyesight failing, you know, all blessed, you know, all, on and on. Well, I started taking these capsules a year and a half ago. And my husband's blood pressures after 6 months went from that 190s to the 125. And that's where he has remained now for over a year. And I had a lung function test, and I was supposed to have 20% breathing capacity because of scar tissue in my lung, but I was at a 61%. And they kept running the test again. I was in a chamber for hours. And they said they couldn't believe it. And it wasn't the medication that was doing it. Couldn't figure out what it was. Well, Dr. Carpenter told me at that point that this is actually dissolving the scar tissue. So what I'm talking about is another breakthrough. We've been talking about breakdowns, and I'm talking about breakthroughs. I think that's really the place I've always wanted to go, and that's where I do go. So I've been looking for breakthroughs, and I found it. So in the last month and a half, Dr. Carpenter has done more research and has discovered another version of this product, which is now in a homeopathic form. Well, it went into multi-level marketing just in the last of the year. Actually, it was November when they opened their doors. And by March, they had 3,000 distributors. You know, that was nice growth. It was moving right along. Well, we joined in the last day of March, and when I say we, it's Dr. Carpenter and our team. And by April, they already had 10,000 distributors. So that was a huge, huge, huge jump. Not only is it a huge jump for that, but it broke the manufacturing bank of the company, because in March they shipped 5,000 units, and April they had orders for over 100,000 units. And why is that? Because people are literally receiving these massive benefits with a homeopathic version of the human growth hormone. And it's pretty darn exciting, because at this particular point, as of today, there are almost 20,000 distributors. In 1 month, over 5,000 distributors have come in. And that's because people are so excited. But when I said it broke the bank, what that means now is that the company actually had to go find another manufacturing facility, because it does take, it's an FDA-registered product. It takes 12 weeks to manufacture. And they hadn't found anybody that could do more than 10,000 units in a month. It looks like they found somebody now that can do over 100,000 a week, and that's in process now. So the product will be out by the end of the summer, and people are actually making reservations.
I actually couldn't hear what you were saying. It will be out by when?
It will be available by the end of the summer, it looks like. That's what they're hoping. It does take 12 weeks to manufacture.
And the part about flying by five times when you take the two of them together, that especially got my attention, since I'm convinced, Bev, that I'm still alive. I actually, last year, well, as you know, I was diagnosed with cancer, a lot of stuff. I had great help from Dr. Cheryl Lilly. I'm fortunate enough to have gotten smart and paid attention to radio, and I've met some of the most amazing people, Bev being one of them. I met another gentleman through Jim Thomas, who owns El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque, and that man was giving me fabulous information on machines and what they do and what they've translated. And Bev, I'm telling you, I can't wait to get a center that we can bring all of this stuff into. Randy's real smart on different. She's a homeopathic doctor now. All kinds of stuff is happening. As we speak out, because we do have to speak out about what's going on politically so that you just don't buy everything you hear. I actually heard on 640, I actually heard, that's a local radio station for Los Angeles, I actually heard people talking fairly about the president. I nearly dropped over in shock. it was the shock of that, that we actually had a voice for our president in the state. So this will give you the strength, because I think a lot of the reasons, Bev, that people don't stand up is they're too tired.
Oh, you know, you talked about all the different pollutants that are out there, and that's exactly what's going on. We are being bombarded on one level with negative information and with pollutants and everything that wasn't natural before. And
where do you think all these
an uprising?
These zombies.
I think there's an uprising of all the natural that's coming back. So naturopathic medicine.
Because in the catalogs, you guys, they actually for Christmas were selling zombie dolls for your children.
Well, I'm not buying. So those of us who are not buying it are in our own little capsule, if you will. And so we are taking the kind of capsules that actually do promote well-being. And that's what I'm going for. So it's out there, and we are magnetically attracting it and finding it, and then we are basically rejuvenating, and that's what's happening. I had one of my people who's going to be 85 had a massive car accident 15 years ago and has been in chronic pain since then, has tried everything. We've done the Kangen water. We've done so many different levels of helping her. She got on the capsules, and actually, you talked about the 10 times factor. The doctors had been using this homeopathic gel for 13 years, a lot of tests.
Beverly, you got to hear that you just said that you don't say, you normally say 5, and that we don't say 10 because nobody believes it.
Well, I'm going to say that. What happened to her is this. She has been on the capsules for about 4 months and had nice relief, a whole lot of relief. She received the gel last week, and two applications, morning and night. She called me the next day and said, what the hell's going on? My pain is diminished by 80%, and I have so much energy. She was actually moving into a retirement home, and she said, I've just sold my house. I sold my car. I got everything done in one day. I've never done that in my life. I can't believe it. So let me just back up a moment, Dr. Val, because what's happened is medical doctors have been using this gel in conjunction also with the other pills that were out there for 6 years, and they test their patients
regularly, and they discovered some of them were having a 10X factor. They were able to have that much more strength, that much more, you know, the bionic people are coming out is what's happening. And these are some of the tools for the transformation for that. So when I received my gel, which was 6 weeks ago, I also was able to do things that I have never been able to do in my 7 decades. And I'm absolutely amazed. So, you know, I'm washing windows, scrubbing floors, doing things, painting, staining a deck, doing things that are almost impossible for someone that's my age. But yeah, I'm doing it like I was 20.
Let me put in 2 cents here. Because when people say, oh, you know, I used to do that, they didn't just give it up because they're, quotes, older. They gave it up because they stopped having the energy or the enthusiasm to do that. We've been called sheep a lot. Well, actually, if you stand in a bunch of sheep, they're pretty peaceful. And maybe that's why the sheep are grouping together. But what's happening here is that energy is being made available again on a basis that I haven't experienced since my 40s, for instance. I'll be 78 this summer. I am going back to doing things. I haven't been horseback riding in maybe 10 or 15 years, and now I'm going to go out to Chris's ranch and go horseback riding.
Probably fantastic. Not.
Okay. That wasn't because I love horses. That was because I couldn't even figure out how to get on one anymore and wondered if I would stay on. You know? And now I'm not wondering. I just talked to Chris yesterday. So, and I'm getting ready to travel again and things of that nature. And it wasn't that I didn't want to travel. The idea of even picking up the phone and calling the travel agent was too exhausting. So,
This is so true. So we are, that's what the whole rejuvenation factor is about. You know, when you rejuvenate, you're actually recreating. And
now,
that's what we're doing on a cellular level.
Paul knows somebody that actually has encouraged him. Paul's an amazing, amazing guy. Any comments or anything you want to throw in here?
Oh, I just want to say that you're absolutely right about the bionic populace emerging. But I know so much of the non-bionic situation is due to motivation, ambition, but primarily lack of energy. When you don't have energy, your motivation is shot. Your ambition is shot. And when you're in pain, everything collapses. And I think the HGH stimulants, I call them stimulants, are a major addition to the improvement of our lives. Yeah. But we have to be very careful about supplementation. You know, there's so many supplements out there. We're bombarded. We're drowning in supplements. So you have to be very, very selective about which supplements you take.
I agree with you so much about what you took for joints and things like that. Paul, do you mind letting our listeners know how old you are and what you're a legacy runner in the LA Marathon? Okay. And would you share how old you are?
Well, I actually shared it momentarily with the viewers in the Los Angeles area. KTLA did an interview with me, and I think Channel 7. I am 75.
And how many of you guys are there, legacy runners? 144?
No, we lost quite a few runners at the last marathon. We're down to 100, all men, by the way, okay?
Really?
Let's make that clear. Oh, yeah, the marathon is the statistical proof of the durability of the female sex. Ladies simply outlive us. They don't necessarily always outrun us, but they certainly outlive us. We're down to 136, I believe. 136 runners.
Oh, well, this is really funny. You're going to love this, Bev. I go down to the store and I see a friend I haven't seen in a long time, okay? And he literally goes, ah! And he steps back and he said, you're 10 years younger. What did you do?
Yay.
Well, it was better because I was feeling like a dog that day. It was one of my, you know, when I go to court twice a week and stuff like that. And later on in the day, I go and I see another person, and I get exactly almost the same reaction. And it's like, I look in the mirror and it's subtle. But most of my wrinkles are gone from my face now. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
I can't
it's pretty
wait
amazing.
Thing times 10, and I'll definitely do it. But our homeopathic doctor over here has been remarkably quiet.
I got one other thing I'd like to say, though, Val. Paul, when you had mentioned we have to be careful about the supplementation, I've been working with Dr. Carpenter now, who is a MD and naturopathic doctor, for over 12 years, and he does massive research. So I only work with what he suggests because he's out there clinically researching everything. And one of the things I've always said about both the homeopathic gel is so diluted that it's no, you're not taking something, you're actually having your body have a signal to make it on its own. And that, therefore, you cannot overdose, you cannot do anything incorrect to your body, you're just having your body make its own. And the same thing with the amino acid supplementation, it's the body creating the own signal in its brain, and the brain to turn the pituitary back on to make your own. You don't take it, your body makes it. So that's the clarity I want to give. And we talk about that constantly with Dr. Carpenter.
Yeah,
so back to you.
I'm allowed to disagree.
She said back to Randy, so you have to be quiet.
We do not. The body does not, per se, manufacture the whole range of amino acids that we need. Certain amino acids come in from the nutrition that we take in. If you don't have the proper mix of amino acids in your system, your cells won't regenerate, or they won't regenerate at the proper speed. And if you're working out and you're taking protein, the protein is useless. It doesn't get used by the cells if all of the amino acids are not there. So what do I do? Well, I take brewer's yeast. Just simple brewer's yeast powder to make sure that most of the mix of amino acids that I need are always there. I also eat Hungarian hot peppers.
that explains a lot, Paul.
So I have a few secrets.
Well, right now, I really want to hear
They were secrets until just a moment ago.
I appreciate it. You always have such good stuff, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So,
I also want to hear what's going on with Ms. Shannon, who happens to be my co-host, and right now she's my co-mouse. So, joke between Randy and me, who sent me a text message once and said, I'm all listening. It was a little mouse with the biggest ears
you ever saw. It was so cute. I just had to send that. I was dying over that. It was so cute. Okay, so, you know, I'm coming at this from a different angle. I just want to say, because there's a lot of people that did the growth hormones years ago. They were spending like $10,000 a syringe. They were doing a synthetic version, and they have incredible issues today. Some of those side effects were enlarged colon, who wants that, and the carpal tunnel. And I actually worked with a doctor in Wisconsin who had carpal tunnel from that, and he knew it, and he was actually an acupuncturist. So, he's working on being a cripple. They want to do surgery on him to get that rectified. So I don't know if he's going to go that route. I tried to turn him on to some other things. Now, Paul mentioned brewer's yeast, which one of the things that is in that is the B-complex vitamins. And while I am a huge proponent of the human growth hormone, there's other things that people don't realize that they have to fix for these things to really take place. Over 75% of the public has malabsorption issues. They're iodine deficient. They're severely B deficient. Iodine makes all of the organs work. It's also very critical when we're talking about the pituitary and all these things. So everybody has to add iodine back into their diet. And B vitamins, you know, everybody wakes up and has a cup of coffee, and that's what kind of fuels the day. And in reality, there's a lot of negative effects from coffee. I'm actually cold turkey on coffee for many, many months. I think I've broke down in 6 months and had two coffees, just because you can't get over that smell once you love that smell of coffee, and there's just something beautiful about it. But if you just, in reality, wake up and take your B vitamins, you have not only helped your body tremendously, but you now gave yourself the fuel to, you've got that energy to get you through the day. So there's, and then there's things that you got to take out of the diet. I totally believe in human growth hormone, but we have male absorption issues. It's probably one of the biggest issues that we have, at least in this country. Things are not being digested. Things are not being broken down. Things are not making it through the liver right, and therefore all the other organs, all the other processes. So they've got to, you know, I have that 12 good food, bad food list, and it's critical that they change their diets up if they want optimal results with this human growth hormone. Or complex, whatever you want to call it. So if you want greater results, if you really want to, you know, be like on the racehorse instead of the old mare, then you've got to take care of some of the dietary issues too. And I am a naturopathic doctor, and I want to address that because that actually just came up in the last week. You know, there's millions of people that are out there suffering from all kinds of conditions. And if they go to, and I'm not here to dog on MDs, but if they go to an MD, they're just basically getting a Band-Aid. If they go to an ND, a traditional naturopathic doctor, and or a licensed, although here's the thing with licensed naturopathic doctors. For one, you get the license from the state, and guess what? The state can take it back if they don't, you know. There's a particular political correctness going on in this country, and we've seen it just in the last week with, you know, Rosie O'Donnell and some of these, you know, other people. If you say the wrong thing and the government is swayed one way, guess what? You're going to get censored. You're going to be in trouble. I went the route where they can't take it away from me. And it's not that I can still say anything I want, but I have, you know, I don't have to tread as lightly. And the tradition or the licensed naturopathic doctors are actually being not only taught, they can do things I can't do, like they can perform minor surgery and, they can prescribe drugs, but the thing is, I don't want to prescribe drugs. And so Big Pharma is working its way into those licensed naturopathic schools, and those students are now on both sides of the fence. So I love the route I went versus them. Now, I don't have all that science hands-on lab stuff, but I don't need that. I can go off of what other people have already done and proven, just like what Beverly is talking about. You know, she's working off, she goes the direction that they kind of point her, and I can do the same thing and still help people. So, you know, if we had a true free medical system in this country, a traditional naturopath would be able to bill insurance too, and that would be one of the primary referral things if there is a problem. Whereas it's not in this country. Primary is send them to an MD and get the Band-Aid, never really get to the root. So, you know, my traditional naturopathic method is to get to the root. And I want HGH to work. I want these human growth hormones to work perfectly. But we got to clean up the diet, and we got to clean up the male absorption issues and then add in those other things. Coffee kills the adrenals. B vitamins build them up. So that's just one of, you know, some major differences.
You know, I agree with you completely. The diet is very, very important. And what I'm saying is that this is not the only thing, but it is a master hormone. And when it's turned back on, that's what we're talking about. Then everything else will work better. So we're looking at turning on a master hormone. So, you know, it really goes better with everything you're doing. It's going to enhance no matter what you're taking. Thanks a lot for your clarification.
No, that's everything you said and Paul said, I agree with everything. I just wanted to add in those extras because people can't ignore the diet, go do the HGH, the human growth hormone complex, and then still eat like crap. They have to get rid of things and add certain things too so that everything works optimally. We want to be at the best. We want to be the top. And MDs don't tell you this.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the people that are out there, I mean, you know, a large proportion, have a real hard time changing dietary constraints. But when they get some support, I'm going to call it the adrenal support, the human growth hormone support, then their brain starts working better. They're able to make more conscious choices.
That's correct. That's right. So what say you, Val?
I was just thinking it's all about energy. It's like so much we think of what we call aging, it's not really aging.
That's
you know,
right.
I think Paul fell off the bridge. Do we know where he is?
I did hear something. I don't know. You know,
we want you, Paul. Come back.
There's a woman here in Miami, Val and Beverly, and she's married to a butcher. She grows all of her fruits and vegetables in her yard here in Miami. Her whole diet is what she grows, nothing from a store. The butcher husband looks 150 years old, and she is just, she's in her 70s as well. They're both in their 70s, and she probably looks 35 to 40. You would never guess her.
I've actually worked with her before when I was in Florida. She is a raw foodist, and I was part of the
Isn't that funny?
And so, yeah, I know her, and that is true. She has a size four, a size two figure, and he has about a size 20.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So
it's true.
Know that this has got to be some kind of a karmic thing for them? I mean, that's got to be the really official Mutt and Jeff.
I mean, when she goes and introduces her husband, it's like, oh my gosh, this is living proof that living foods feed the cells and that dead foods don't.
Well, that actually could be living proof, but the healthiest man I ever met in my whole life was a client for a while. And he was like a bodybuilder, but not like exaggerated bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And also an Indian that spent some time with as a roommate. He would eat buffalo meat a couple of times a month for his blood.
Mm-hmm.
What was really interesting by this guy just like grilled him because he was so vibrant. It was like, you know, like electricity walking into your office. I said, what's your plan here? How does your training work? And he said he did vegan 4 days a week and carnivore or whatever you want to call it. He didn't call it carnivore, but, you know, meat eating.
Mm-hmm.
He did it 3 times a week. So it was four organics and also different forms of something for his blood. The guy vibrated. I mean, I've never even heard anybody that lived like that before. What you need to know is that there's something like 7 different body types. And some body types, what do you know about eat for your blood type, Bev or Randy? Because I think that we don't...
You know what, I don't know that much about it. I've not had that experience.
Does it, okay?
I've looked at all of this stuff for so many years, and it gets real confusing, so...
And I cannot believe that woman. She's in her mid-80s, I think, right now, and she's feeling terrific, okay? And she just does it.
Go ahead. Sorry, Val. Go ahead.
I eat for my blood type too, and it does include some meat in it. I don't eat. Sometimes I don't eat meat for a week or so, especially when I have trouble when I think of bacon and pigs and things like that. Because when somebody calls me a pig, or if they ever call me a pig, I'm just going to say thank you because they're the smartest, sweetest little things I ever saw. So.
They're cute when they're young. I actually, when I was down in Mexico, went to a seminar for, and I don't know if it's the same guy that you're talking about. His name was Sergey Dugan, and he wrote a book called Your Blood Doesn't Lie. And it's basically on the same thing. They test your blood, and they see what you're deficient in and what you're not, and then they kind of guide you which direction. And they've actually created vitamin or whatever specific to what you were missing
and then they just keep on testing you, and you just keep on getting pills that are made specific for you, as opposed to just, you know, a general throw, you know, something at the wall and hope it sticks kind of thing.
We've got a guy in, thanks to Gail Ellen. I mean, this is, you know, Gail Ellen. Beverly was on the radio with her, too. There's a guy that she referred me to years ago, Tom Wilson. He has a machine that does what you're talking about, Randy. It's some kind of a scanner. I went to him. It's the most amazing stuff. He does it through electromagnetic energy. He can tell what's in the blood. And then by the time you leave, you have the things that complement your blood. And what's your energy go up to, boy?
Yeah,
Gail is
part
of the Aqua Lilies, and she's 70. Do you know what that is, you guys, the Aqua Lilies?
No.
That is Esther Williams' synchronized swimming team.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of people there that they have a younger team and an older team, and they now have the Aqua Willies. They are so good looking, and they swim so well. I went to the Hollywood Roosevelt with them. So Gail's been investigating all of this stuff, too, and when you see Gail in person, when you see her again, Bev, and you will, because I'm planning some things, she looks good. So...
And how old is she?
God, I think she's as old as I am. I'll be 78 in August.
That's awesome.
We don't... And Randy, she's always been doing this. People figure you're... I'm not going to tell how old you are, Nira. If you want people to know, you can tell them.
I'm a young
But
50.
What I will tell you is that people always think she's way younger.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to make one comment also about, you know, most of the people that are out here that we're talking to aren't bionic, and they're not following some major plan. But by adding this homeopathic version of the human growth hormone, it actually gives them a jump start. And that's why this is going off the charts with people all over the planet.
Right.
That's why they're going to be shipping 1 million a month. So,
you have to reach your credit.
Back to you.
Randy, you get to burp. One last sentence.
Well, I will just say last time that I went out, I had, I don't know, it was a record number of 34-year-olds that were trying to take me out and told me that I looked like I was their age. So I was
through the credits right now, and we haven't gotten there yet. Paul, I think you may have fallen off the... Or did you? Are you here, Paul?
No.
I thought I heard his... Okay, my goodness, 1 minute does get to be a long thing, doesn't it? Okay, you guys, thank you, Patricia Bragg, thank you, Paul, thank you, Ron Simon, thank you, Mike Vitale, thank you, Jeff Spinard and the team over at Voice America that helps with all of this, too. Thank you, Ron Hayes, who just keeps me smart and up to date and sends me videos on dogs that make me cry all the time. Thank you to Beverly Peterson Beverly Brooke Peterson for being in my life a really long time, and we actually did a raw food party back in the 90s with wine, too, by the way. just all the people. We have a long list of people that I normally read, but we're out of time, and the reason I read that list is because our 600,000 listeners or more at this point, who knows, things are going up. They've been hearing things over time, and the dialogues, you don't have to agree with what we're saying or disagree with what you're saying. Or what we have is we're sharing what we believe to be the truth.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.